Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. That is why we're here. Eric has some fantastic ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember his phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Pretty easy to remember. It's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll be hearing about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns you're having about retirement. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184. Or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again together. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be helping the listeners really kind of get an idea of what should you be doing today and what would be the next steps and how to really have a plan. I mean, we all spend so much time thinking about, you know, vacations or home improvement projects or other things like that. But it is amazing how few people really take a lot of time to spend on their financial plan, which ironically would help them get more home improvements done and more vacations, right? So, exactly. So hopefully we're going to fix that today.
Right. We've all been caught off guard at some point. And it makes me think of the deer in the headlight. Look, you know, when you're driving down the highway and there's that deer right out in the middle of the road and it just freezes. It doesn't know what to do. This happens in life when everything hits you at once and you kind of just have that paralyzed feeling. And I want to talk about that right now, Eric. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to be making decisions about retirement, but they're not doing it?
Well, ironically, I guess I should throw in there that my youngest son is now the patrol leader for his deer in the headlights patrol for Boy Scouts. But so I kept asking him, are you the chief deer or are you the one who leads them to the headlights? But a lot of people do have analysis paralysis. I mean, I've recently was working with somebody who was, we were helping them with some long-term care solutions, some options versus buying the traditional long-term care. And there's some way better options out there. And they're like, well, hold it. You know, the first numbers you gave us were this, and why are they now this? Well, let's see. You've had a birthday since then. You now told us more about your medical information. Oh, yeah, and the company had a rate change 4 months ago. We've been talking about this for almost a year. It's kind of like, why is my mortgage rate different? You know, I applied a year and a half ago, and you know, or something like that, right? You know, things change over time, and then people are shocked that, well, hold it. But I was looking at this, and now you've changed it? It's like, no, yeah, you need to take some action. And I don't know what it is. I mean, financial decisions always have a lot of emotional baggage kind of tied to them. So sometimes it can be very tough to make some decisions. But yeah, that analysis paralysis part can really, really, really harm you in the long run. And also, some of it's the fault of the financial industry, too. I mean, I remember when I first started in the business in the early 90s, back then, FMC, which is now United Defense, but they had a very complicated 401k. They had guaranteed investment, stock, and bond, right? Three options, right? I mean, you know, how nice and simple is that? You look at most people's 401ks now, I don't know, they probably have a low end of 20 to 30 options and maybe up to 50 or 60. It's kind of like going to the store and, you know, somebody says, give me some peanut butter and there's 50 versions of it on the shelf. Which one do you buy? That's the hard part. So yeah, having a plan is important, but definitely getting off of that analysis and just taking action. I mean, there's a great thing called imperfect action. And I love that phrase. And it's just more about if you can get 80% of the stuff done, it doesn't matter if 100% was right. As long as 80% of it got done, you know, then yeah. Usually it kind of almost the momentum and stuff will get the rest done.
I love that. Imperfect action. Just do it. Just get started. Yeah. I do think some people put off planning because they're scared of what, you know, of how hard it's going to be, right? I mean, we all kind of just avoid things because of that. So, Eric, can you talk about your office and what people can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
Well, of course, they don't even have to come in anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, it can be virtual, it can be on the phone, so it could be a Zoom call, it could be a in-person or you know, in our office. And, you know, of course, we've got all the safety protocols and all that fun stuff set up. But, you know, the biggest difference with coming in and having somebody to talk to we're not really a therapist. You know, I often kind of almost wish I'd taken some more psychology classes for sure, especially maybe marriage and family counseling for some couples that you work with.
I bet.
You know, really the main issue is when you're sitting down with somebody and you have another set of eyes, you know, it's always better. It's just like when you lost something and somebody else walks up and goes, it's right behind you, and you feel stupid, and, you know, and it's just because sometimes you just overlook that or you didn't see that. And lots of times it's also just you don't know what you don't know. And until somebody tells you that, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say, oh, I've got a great tax person. I've got this great tax person. And yet they're missing out on all these ways to have tax-free money building up. And their tax person's never talked to them about it. I'm like, you said you have a really good tax person. Why haven't they brought this up? And they have no answer for me. Lots of times you think you may have one set of, you know, situation, but, you know, it may be actually different. So, you know, really when people come in with us, it's more just, let's have a worry less wealth talk. Let's find out what your concerns are, what your goals are, and let's how can we make you worry less about your money? And then we follow up with actually a strategy session where we actually show you what that blueprint is that you have currently. So even though you don't think you have a plan, you do have a plan, even if the plan was no plan. So I kind of equate it for the same as if you're driving down the freeway, you are heading somewhere. It may or may not be the right direction, but you are heading somewhere. And so we will tell you which way you're headed. Not if it's right or wrong. We'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're headed. Here's the issues that you got. Here's some things you should probably fix. And then we leave it up to the client and say, okay, it's up to you. Do you want to take any action? Do you want to have us help you? Do you want to do it on your own? But you know, that's when we leave it up to you to make that decision. So it's a very low-key kind of process. And what we've been doing is we've been waiving our planning fee, which is usually $1,000 to $1,500 at least. Main reason for that is just we want to make sure people get this information. So I'd rather, you know, spend a little bit of time. And yeah, some people may not be the right fit for us and may not be a great clients for us. So that may or may not work, but at least we'll give them that information. But for a lot of people, they are people we can help. And once we have that information, once we show them that plan, and we can say, hey, look, you know, here's how you can do it. Oh, you can actually retire sooner. Or at least you can say, you know, these are some changes you can make, and then you'll be able to retire a lot quicker than you thought you would have been. So there's all sorts of situations that come up. But again, if you want to take action on this and you want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll give you a call back, and we'll set up a time to talk. Again, it could be on the phone, Zoom, or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, you can call us at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when we retire, we're not going to have that paycheck coming in. So it's Eric's goal to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, retirement is a new phase of life, and we all know anything new can be terrifying. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change up your routine to get you ready for retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. And Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through retirement successfully. All right, Eric, I have a very private question to ask you right now. How do you take your coffee?
That's a tricky one for me because I don't.
Oh, you don't take coffee.
No, I'm a big tea drinker. So I have a lot of special order, a bunch of different loose leaf teas.
Very health. It's more of a health thing, right? Isn't it?
Yep, a lot healthier and stuff, and gives you some steady caffeine throughout the day, and kind of helps you avoid soda and stuff like that.
Aha! Now let me ask you this: what if you are somewhere where you can't get your teas? Then what do you do?
No, it's always tougher. Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times you can get at least, you know, you can get iced tea or something.
Okay. But sometimes we have to change up our things, and we're all creatures of habit, and it's tough to do. I know for me, you know, I take my coffee a certain way. I like to have my cream. I like to have my sugar. But if I go somewhere and I don't have that, then it's kind of ruining my morning right in the beginning, you know? So when you're getting closer to retirement, you should honestly, seriously change some things up. And that's where I'm going with this. Why is it so important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, you know, retirement is kind of the polar opposite of what you've been doing for your whole life. And people just don't really fully get that. So, you know, when you're building up money, you know, trying to take, you know, whatever you can, put it away, squirrel it away, right? Get those points in the scoreboard higher and higher as your 401k or IRA balances get bigger. You know, a lot of things don't really matter. I mean, they matter. It sucks when you lose money or when the markets go down and such, right? But it doesn't matter to your day-to-day living because you're not living off that money. But once you hit retirement, everything flips around. That's when you really care about those certain situations. If things are dropping or things are, you know, tanking out. I mean, I remember one client that was going to do this epic, huge cruise for like 6 or 8 weeks and stuff like that. And then he had a problem with one of his rental properties. And of course, he didn't want to pay for having a manager. So he had to cancel his kind of trip of a lifetime he planned just to take care of his rental property, you know. It's things like that where, you know, if he had had a regular job still and stuff, he would have had the cash flow, but, you know, he needed to handle this and all this stuff. But, you know, that's why we have to start really planning differently. Because when you're in that withdrawal phase, distribution phase, when you're taking money out, that's when that routine totally changes around. And so, yeah, when you start planning for that retirement, you really need to be thinking about how that money is going to come out and make sure it's coming out the right way or, you know, it won't taste so good, right?
Right. So can you dig a little bit deeper and tell us what are the things that are going to change with our money as we get into retirement? Obviously, no more paycheck.
Yes. So the biggest thing that's confusing for, I think, a lot of people that they don't necessarily get is that whole replacement of the paycheck. And it's not as easy as, you know, it once was where you worked for, you know, 30 years and got the gold watch and got the lifetime income and you're, you know, pretty much set and just use whatever you saved up for buying the boat or, you know, having fun or whatever, right? And now it's all about where did you put your money? How do you get the money back out? And so it's typically for most people, it's going to be lots of little checks create that paycheck. So you're not going to get one set paycheck anymore. So say you do your math and you say, okay, hey, we need, you know, whatever the number is, $7,000 a month to live on. And maybe you've got $3,000 coming from Social Security. So now you get $4,000 you got to take out of someplace. And maybe some from your IRA, some from your Roth, some from your regular monies. And all those other little checks need to add up to that $4,000 so you can live on it, right? So that's the biggest difference in retirement is you get to pick how and when, and even what tax you get to pay when you design your paycheck. So it's very strange in the sense that when you're working, you know, you just get it, right? You just get the paycheck and it keeps coming and comes on a certain time. And, you know, there's not much changes that you do to it other than, you know, changing your retirement funding or something, or if you get a raise or whatever. But the big difference there is, now you got to create that paycheck, and it's a huge difference for people, and it's always a little scary.
Right. So when you are meeting with somebody, when they come in and they're making that transition from working years to retirement, what are the questions that you ask them to gather the information that you need?
Well, obviously all the hard stuff, or, you know, hard facts, you know, it's not just the facts, ma'am, kind of thing. But we do need those. But really, when we're talking in a meeting, I kind of almost ignore those. I really kind of get those for when we're doing the analysis. The more critical thing for me is more of, what do you want to do? Sometimes people have no idea, right? They just go, I don't want to be working for this guy anymore, or I don't want to be working at this company anymore. So, all right, well, then what? What do those days look like? What does that perfect weekend look like? What does that perfect week look like? And obviously, a lot of us can name trips we want to do and things that we want to do, but what about the rest, right? And so, that's one of the big things is, finding out what they want to do, where they want to do it. I'd say probably getting close to maybe a third of my clients end up retiring where their grandkids live.
Sure.
By the way, their kids actually live there too, but they don't notice that.
Yeah, just the grandkids.
They only notice the grandkids. And so that sometimes may be something that they never planned. They may have never planned to move or may have never planned to be in that particular state, but hey, that's where the grandkids are, and we want to be there for them and so forth. So, there's a lot of things that just to start thinking that, having that process to think about what should you be doing, what are you going to be, what life's going to be like. And lots of times, it's almost never, I'm going to sit on the rocking chair in the front porch and, the old stereotypical retirement. Moreover than not, it's more of a, hey, I want to go do this job for fun, or I love this one nonprofit and I want to just work for them and not have to get a check or something. Or I want to retire early and go get a job that's 9 to 5 that at 5, I literally turn off my email and I don't check it till 9 the next day. And, and so sometimes it's just things like that. And so finding out those goals and those options, then it's easy to design the solution around it. But a lot of times people are just thinking that, oh, I should put money away for, here because of this is what my neighbors do. But if your plan is totally different than your neighbors, that might not be the right place for you to be putting those funds. So again, that's why, setting some time aside really to, go over what you're looking at and, making sure that you have that money for the rest of your life, that you know it's going to be there, that you know your plan's going to work, that you know you can do this and that, and you can have fun and enjoy life. And once you have that plan in place, then you know what to do. And sometimes it may not be so good, right? Sometimes maybe, you might need to work a couple more years. Okay, well, at least now you know. So having that information, having that data is so critical. And the sooner you do it, the better. I mean, the biggest problem I have run into is trying to fix things that are too late. And it's a lot tougher. So if I have more time on somebody's side to fix things, it's way easier. So, does this make sense to be using this? Again, it's kind of like I've used the analogy a lot before of tools. You can use a wrench or a saw to remove a bolt, and usually use a wrench. But if that bolt is, rusted shut, sometimes the only way to get it off is that saw. And so if you're asking me, what's the best wrench, and the situation happens to be that the bolt's rusted shut, I can give you all the best wrenches, but none of them will work. So again, we want to make sure it's right for your situation and also like tax-wise too, that it's right for the rest of your life, And so, one of the things too that people always ask about is, how do I know that number? How much should I be spending? How do I know how much I need to live on? And so the easy math there is you take all your bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. So you add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12, and that's how much you spent over the last 12 months. And it's the no BS real number. It may be surprising to you, but that is really what you spent. And so give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can book right there on wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. More to come.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. That means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That is their goal for you. All right, Eric, I have another personal question to ask you today. Do you have a junk drawer anywhere in your house?
Well, I don't know if they're junk drawers, but my wife's partial to baskets.
Oh, baskets.
So there's a lot of junk in baskets, to throw away.
But it looks so pretty in a basket.
It looks better, but each time I get a chance to get rid of some of those, I'm very happy.
All right. Well, a lot of us do have those junk drawers. You know, I have one in the kitchen. It's actually holds my pot holders, right? But what happens is I clear off my island when we're having people over, and I've got mail and coupons and just all kinds of stuff that I just throw in there. And then it's just a mess, you know, you have to get it back in order again so I can reach those pot holders. How many clients come into you thinking they have a plan, but all they really have is just a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, sometimes I've even jokingly said, I don't even need to see their resume or their LinkedIn profile because I can see it on their financial statements, you know, because it's all the history of all the places they've worked.
Yeah,
They've got 401k from here, from here, from here, from, you know. I think my record for one person was 11 different 401ks.
Whoa.
So
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And there's no way they are paying attention to the, you know, asset allocation and the mix of all those because it's just too complicated. Because if you want to rebalance them, you'd have to go to all 11 websites to, you know, to do it and then see which funds have which options and which 401ks. And so, yeah, I find that happens a lot. You know, people leave old 401ks behind and it's kind of like little orphans running around or something, right? You know, please, sir, may I have some more right now? That's the sad part is people just forget about stuff. I mean, I literally had one client that she's like, oh my gosh, I just got called by my old company from a long, long time ago and they had some lost mail issue, I guess, or something, but I've got $80,000 in an old retirement plan.
Oh, so my.
I'm like, well, that's great.
Ooh.
It's really bad that you didn't know you had those funds, but it's great that you found them. So there's definitely some people who have that junk drawer kind of planning. And that's lots of times why you need to sit down and have a plan because I have a lot of people go, I think we have this much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's they're not 100% sure. And lots of times, too, since most retirement, you know, the I in IRA is individual, you know, lots of times, especially for married couples, one spouse will know where their own stuff is and the other one knows where their stuff is, but they don't always know where everybody's stuff is. Mm-hmm. And so It makes it a little tougher, too.
True, true. So what would you say then is the very first step we would need to do to get organized so it's our plan is functional in retirement?
Yeah, often one of the first things we're doing is just, you know, rolling over all those old 401ks and some are crazy. I mean, the smaller the company, the more of a hassle I find, which is weird. But, you know, lots of times these big, huge companies, you just call up 10, 15 minutes on the phone or whatever and the money's transferred. If it's a small company, then lots of times they have to have their, you know, the paperwork signed. I mean, probably the toughest one I ever had was I had a client worked for a mortgage company back in 2008, and they went from, I think, 2,000 people to like 10 in like a week.
Whoa.
Or something crazy. And
yeah.
I mean, basically the company was going under and folding, and And he luckily knew where this one lady lived because she was the plan administrator, but she was also terminated from the company. So, but their retirement plan said your plan administrator had to sign off on it. And they hadn't got a new one yet. So a little crazy. So sometimes it's good to definitely get those moved because you never know what may happen to that company down the road. But also just every time you leave a retirement, you know, leave a 401k or a company, you know, even if it's 403b, 457, all the different ones out there, all of those you can roll to an IRA anytime, tax-free with no issue. So it's usually a phone call, sometimes some paperwork. Sometimes your spouse needs to have their signatures notarized, which is always weird because it's not their money. But, so whatever it takes. But once you've done it, hey, then it's easy because once it's in an IRA format, super easy to move around or change down the road. One of the things that we typically do during that time frame is also just do a risk review. Because those old statements and those old 401ks, you may have not been paying attention to. You may not even have your login as much anymore. And so, you know, if you look at all those assets and look at what risk level you're at, there's no right or wrong answer. But, you know, if you like the kiddie roller coaster and you're on the one that, you know, drops 40 stories and does a bunch of flips and dips and stuff, you want to know that before you're strapped in. And so, yeah, that's really one of the benefits of doing that is having that risk review done. And that's something we can offer for the listeners, too. If you want to know what your risk score is, you can actually go into wealthcreatorradio.com now. And on wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a spot where you can get your risk score. But then if you send us your holdings, we'll actually tell you how that compares to what you actually have and what is that risk level. Because I find lots of times people have way more risk than they thought that they had. And the wrong time to find that out is when things crash, right? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, if we've been working with someone, how important would it be to maybe get a second opinion as they're listening to what you have to say?
Well, probably taxes is one of the big ones. I find most financial advisors have a big thing on their says that they don't do any tax advice. It's like, what? Hold it. You're talking to me about my capital gains, my IRAs, my 401k, you know, everything is taxable. So that'd be one thing is maybe they're just not experienced. And to be honest, a lot of them are investment managers. They're not really actually full you know, financial advisors. They're really just talking about, hey, here's your portfolio. And I mean, you know, you hear the, you know, places like, you know, don't invest and forget and all these other places that are, I hate annuities and you should too. And all these, you know, all these things you see online, most of these are from people who only do investment advice. And so they're going to say, oh, well, here, we're going to earn 0.5% or 1% better than your guy. Just move your money to us. You know, they may or may not actually do that for one thing. But also, what about everything else? I mean, one of the things that lots of times we're answering questions on is, should I refinance? Should I lease or buy a car? And how should I pay for my car? Those don't have anything to do with your IRA or your portfolio, but that does have a lot to do with your overall picture, right? So, you know, that's one of the things that we're able to do here at Heckman Financial is really help people look at that whole thing and get that second opinion. And so, if you're working with somebody, again, right now we're doing this with no cost, no fee. We're not charging our planning fee, so we're waiving that. If you want to sit down and talk with us either on the phone or, you know, Zoom or whatever way is best for you, we can set up that time. Again, so all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for the rest of Wealth Creator Radio.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com Walmart.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. And he is a certified financial planner. He's a chartered financial consultant, and Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. There are some words of wisdom that just stand the test of time, and we have some of that timeless advice that we're going to share with you right now. So, Eric, I'm going to give you a quote, and then I want you to talk about what this has to do with retirement planning, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this first quote is from Ben Franklin. I think we all know this quote. A penny saved is a penny earned. What does that have to do with your retirement?
Well, it does have a lot to do with it. There are some people that do spend a lot, and and obviously then that means you need a lot more for retirement, but if you're doing stuff a little bit, thriftier, a little bit, cheaper, it doesn't mean you have to be shortchanging yourself. You can still go off and have fun, but sometimes people just don't even think about things that they can do in retirement that are different. Probably the top ones are you can go travel during the week, right? You don't have to be doing this stuff on a weekend. And often if you're doing a trip on a Monday or a Tuesday, lots of times there's going to be a lot better deals, a lot cheaper pricing. There's a lot of ways that you can save some money. So just looking around, being a little bit more, spend a little bit more time to try to how can you save that money and not spend as much, but still do the same fun stuff. When you're retired, you got a lot more time to kind of research that and figure that out. And, that way you don't have to spend as much. Then also just looking at little stuff. I mean, there's a term called dripping nickels, where you're just having money, slowly leaking out your wallet, right?
Yeah.
And, now today, that number one thing for that is either Amazon, ordering too much junk and not price checking, because a lot of times Amazon's not the cheapest. But the other one is all these things that you sign up for, and then, maybe you're not using it. Maybe you said, I really like that one series on Showtime, so I'll be paying for that. And then you stop watching that series, and now you're still paying for it, and you're not even using that, right? But now they're charging you whatever it is, $5-$10 a month, and you did that with another one and another one. All of a sudden you add those all up, and it could be a couple $100 in charges that, you're maybe not really paying attention to. So, looking for all those little things, I can make those pennies saved be like Ben said, penny earned.
Penny earned, that's right. And that's what you do. This is what Eric does professionally every single day. He helps you try to keep more of your own money in your pockets. Here's another one from Ben Franklin. Wealth is not his that has it, but his that enjoys it. What does that mean to you, Eric?
Well, literally, I think some people think their 401k or their investment account is points on a scoreboard, and whoever's got the highest points wins. That's really pointless, literally. unless you start using it and enjoying it, what's the value of all that hard work and all that deferral of fun that you did by putting that money away? You got to be able to use it, enjoy it, and do stuff with it. So, I think there's a lot of people that, are delaying stuff. I mean, it's amazing how many studies there have been that the adult children say, I wish mom or dad would just spend more money. Mm-hmm. And then you interview the mom and dad, and they say, I'm trying to leave more money for my kids. And the kids don't want the money. They want them to have more fun. And I literally had that happen with one of my clients that after her mom passed away, she had a house in Sunnyvale. It wasn't much of anything, but bought, now in hindsight in the middle of all the tech campuses, and, things sold for insane price, well over $2 million, dinky little house, but, right time, right place when they sold it. And, that it was all tax-free to them because of after somebody passes away, you get that stepped up basis at death. And the sad part was, obviously she was happy to get the money, but she was so bummed that her mom never took all the trips that her mom wanted to. because her mom kept saying, well, I'm waiting for, I want to make sure you guys leave you guys enough money and stuff. Well, she had the house. She could have spent her other assets. Yeah. Aww. So, and she didn't do those. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think people need to do. And you know, you can also retire somewhat when you're working, right? So you could also take some time off, right? And go off and do some of those trips or do some of those things. You don't have to wait till you're 100% retired. And, you know, I think that's another thing for people to really be paying attention to also, is not just wait for someday, right? Do some of that now and do some of that later. Both.
Yeah, good point. All right, Yogi Berra. And he said this, a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. What's he talking about, Eric?
Yeah, well, you know, as we all know, things get more expensive over time. And, you know, we all end up at some point saying, I remember when this was, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, once you start saying, I remember when, it's official, you're old, right?
Right.
You know, and my kids would be more than happy to point that out, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, when you remember that, you know, Baskin Robbins was a quarter a scoop, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff, instead of $1.50 a scoop or $3 or $4, you know, I mean, it's amazing how high up it's gone, right?
Yes.
You know, that's one of the things that you do have to plan for, because if you're thinking that, hey, I just need $5,000 a month to live on, and now that's 20 years in the future, and all you planned on that was that same $5,000 that was from 20 years ago, it's not going to feel like that anymore. You know, it's going to be almost cut in half over that time period. So you really need to make sure that money that you're withdrawing is actually going up in dollar amount, so that way it stays flat in terms of purchasing power. So yeah, if you're not planning on inflation, that is going to be a big, big mistake. And, you know, that's, again, why we do this planning is we say, you know, what's my income going to look like? You know, that's probably the number one fear for most people is, you know, is my money going to last and, you know, longer than me, ideally, right? How do you know that? Well, you have to take into factor, you know, taxes, inflation, healthcare, all those things. You know, withdrawing all that money over that time period, what's that going to look like? How are you going to be able to last? Is it going to be there for the rest of your life or not? And if not, what age is that? You know, is it 70, 80, or 90 when you run out of money? Now, big differences between all those ages, right? So that's what you want to know now before you retire. So that's something we can do. We can give you that income security analysis. We can look at, here's your assets today. Here's what your income plan is going to look like. And then just tell you the good and bad about it. And now, at least then you'll have that data. You can make a decision. And if you want to hire us to help you figure out how to fix it, you can do that. If not, you can go do it on your own. But at least you got that data. And that's what we really want people to have. So again, we're waiving our fees for right now for planning. So if you wanted to have that income security analysis done, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is our final one. I love this one. Mark Twain, here we go. October. This is one of the most dangerous months to speculate stocks in. The others are July, January, September, April, November, May, March, June, December, August, and February. I think you named them all.
Yep, for sure. And so it's very, very true. I mean, there's been all sorts of studies that have tried to analyze this, and over a long period of time, there's almost no bad month or good month, and it's such a nominal little difference, even though sometimes it feels like it. I mean, there's been some famous crashes in October, but there's also been some famous ones in March. There's been some famous lows in March. The 2020 crash and the 2008-2009 crash were both in Marches, right? So is March a good month to buy after things crashed? Well, there's also been crashes, though, in other months, right? It's really more about, if this is a concern of yours, then why are you playing, right? I mean, one of the best ways not to lose money in a casino is you don't play, right?
Right.
And so if you're not comfortable playing and gambling, don't. But the problem is, if you've got a 401k, you don't have a choice. They're going to force you into the market, either the stocks and bonds markets, which are all basically kind of a quasi form of gambling, right? So you can have lower risk, but once you have money in IRAs, once you roll that money out, then you get to pick how your money's earned and what risk level it's at. And, you know, that's when you can really have the risk that you want. So you need to have some foundational income. You need to have some foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. You also need to have some steady income, some money that's going to be paying you dividends every single month, ideally right now around 5 to 6%. And then you can have the market money, but you got to have all three types. And if you want to retire successfully, that's the only way, is that having all three types. If you have everything in stocks and bonds, you are going to be in a world of danger and hurt at some point, because we know there's crashes that always happen. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to look at that risk level that you have, and you want a second opinion on that risk level, and look at what foundational assets, what are steady income options, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up in our final segment, Eric has a wealth success story for us. So see what you can learn from that on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and this is something that you can get. Just head to his website and request that, or even give them a call. And of course, the number is 800-454-1184. So on our show, Eric, you often tell us challenges or risks that do exist in retirement. Always great information that we can gain knowledge from, stuff that we all need to know as we prepare for retirement. So, Eric, give us an example of another someone who's experienced a financial obstacle in retirement.
Yeah, well, this isn't as much in retirement as kind of, I guess, planning to retirement. Mm-hmm. But, okay. You know, there's a lot of people like to do taxes on their own, and they, you know, or they'll do investing on their own, which, you know, which is fine. You know, I do a lot of home improvement on my own, and often it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, just like anything, right? If you've done it more, you're easier able to do it. And if you got more tools, or the right tool, lots of times it can take you 10 minutes. If you have the wrong tool, it can take you 4 hours. And same thing with taxes. And, you know, I was recently meeting with somebody who's a radio listener, and, you know, he had two IRAs, and I happened to notice he's had contributions on both his IRAs. And he was doing $500 a month to both IRAs, which is normally okay. But the problem is the maximum for a year is $7,000. And so now all of a sudden he's, you know, on track to put to over contribute and break the law basically of by $5,000. So, you know, we got to take that money back out. He may owe an excise tax penalty for overfunding. You know, but I've also seen some other people where they've done other things, like they've got company stock in a 401k, and they've been told by somebody, or they just did it on their own, and they just rolled that money over. Well, there's this really cool strategy called net unrealized appreciation, where you can take that stock out and only pay tax on the cost basis, not how much it's worth now. And if you've been in that company for 15, 20, 30 years, I mean, that could be a huge amount of money. I mean, I've literally had one client where it was $70,000 was how much we were saving them on taxes by using this little trick. And and so again, it's one of these things where, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so how do you not know what you don't know? Well, you got to talk to somebody, right? I mean, that's the only way to do it. You know, so sometimes you may not want to do it, or you may think, hey, I'm doing fine on my own. And then little did you know, you just cost yourself a lot of money, or lost a lot of, you know, really great tax benefits that could have been there for you. So what's the solution to that? Really, well, it's having a plan, having somebody who's professional, who does this all day long, And what we can do is set up an introductory call just to find out, you know, if this, you know, fits for you, if you want to go ahead and take advantage of it. Again, there's no cost or obligation. So if you want to set up a time to talk to us, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show, so we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.